G'day community, this podcast is brought to you by the folks at Intuitive Finance in Sandringham. Tell you what, if you need a home loan or you want to refinance things, you want to fix the rates or go the variables, they are your mob. They have the best bloody customer service in the business and they're great supporters of the community. Give Intuitive Finance a ring. Go to the website www.intuitivefinance.com.au. Check them out, say g'day and tell them Jock sent you.
That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Ladies and gentlemen of the community, as always, on a Monday night Coin's Birthday Podcast, may I present to you great friend of the community, Her Holiness the Coin.
It is with great pleasure that I sit here in the Flapping Tarp Studios, and what can only be described as some form of open plastic cube.
Well, that's your milk crate. Your holy shit.
Ah, thank you, Jock. In the 60 years since my coronation, no other Australian has united the colony and struck a common bond through shared wisdom and friendship as Jock Reynolds.
Thank you, man.
Jock's dedication to our Supercoach teams has endured many seasons, while his common touch and improving hygiene make him a worthy recipient of this year's Golden Throne Award. Jock, Philip and I thank you for getting our teams into the top 5,000 this year. Your podcasts and general wisdoms are a source of much humour and reflection within the walls of Windsor Castle. I hereby grant you the key to the Golden Throne in the palace. Please feel free to mark this special place whenever you feel the need.
Thank you, ma'am. Be a great pleasure to adorn the golden throne when I'm next there at the castle. I'll make sure I have, might have a curry the night before, so I'm just in tip-top shape to just deploy something quite significant into that golden throne, ma'am. So thank you very much, Coiny and Prince Philip. In terms of offshore Supercoach fans, you're one of the most significant Supercoach brains we've come across away from the Australian shores, and it's a great pleasure to have you here, sir. The pleasure's all ours. And hey, Peter Crouching, how are you tonight? You've both been very excited about what we've got here. Some great company here with the Lordships. Welcome.
Yes, Jock. Very excited to be here, Mom.
Thank you, Peter.
You come at an interesting time, Queen O and Pee Pee, because we've got some big Supercoach news. Job Watson has gone down. Latest news, gentlemen and ladies, your lordships. He'll be out for 8 to 12 weeks with a problem with his hip. It's completely buggered.
Oh, goodness me.
Yeah, no, it's stuffed,
so
Queen O.
Should I be trading him, Jock?
You're not a lone ranger, your coinship. We've got a couple of questions coming in tonight about Job Watson.
Jock. Big Ben here again. Holy Mother of God, Job is out for 10 weeks. Needs to go. Who are your thoughts? Who should I get in? I need help.
That call from Big Ben. Big Ben's just around the corner from your joint.
Philip, behave yourself.
Phil, what are you reckon about Job Watson? What should we do with him? I agree, mate. It's time to move him on. I also agree with your sentiments just now about some of the performers over the last 3 or 4 weeks. Can I just start off talking about Tommy Rockliffe? 660 grand, oh, in agreeance. Yeah, he's averaged 140 last three. That's too expensive at this stage of the season with those dynamics we're facing this year.
Ah, yes, this is too much money, Mr. Jock Watson. 590k.
590k. At least we can go someone decent for that.
This is a very good price. You cheap Barlow, Nick Dal Santo, but Crouching One Slipper, shame it is.
Welcome. Crouching One, Comfort Slipper, Wisdom.
Okay, crouching one, watch bloody game. And just near end. Oh, Tim Watson. He do bloody leg problem. Crouching one, grab bloody slipper. Crouching one, draw bloody slipper at TV. This shit. Crouching one say. And then slipper bounce off TV. You know he say me.
What he say me?
He say me this. Tim Watson's son, he become your position player. Welcome.
Had to sing to you a bit deeply pushed.
Slipper not sing before.
Nah, that's your first time the slipper's bloody sung.
Slipper make me happy. Slipper say me.
Bloody
you
hell.
You must turn Watson's son into your position player. And crouching one, look. Crouching one see Parker, Hanley, Gray, Zorko, the Magnificent. All these bastard make you cash. All these bastard make you link in forward or defense. Oh, slipper say me. You use Tim Watson's son for link man. Welcome.
I'm staggered. I'm bloody staggered because the slipper has never sung to us. And if that slipper is singing to us, this is a point of difference. I think we need to sit up and take notice of what the slipper's saying this week. Do we have to bring in dual positions a little bit? What if we already have? Our dual position eligibility is already sorted. So we've got links in the midfield to defence, midfield to forward. Is there any use to bringing in a double swing set?
Jock.
Does it add to the flexibility?
Jock, look,
yes,
Parker.
Yes, your holiness.
Luke Parker is a must-have for mine, Jock.
So consistent this year, isn't he, Quino?
And I can tell you, Robbie Gray is significant also. He continues to dominate. Using the cash generated through the Watson trade makes a player of the ilk of Robbie Gray quite feasible.
He is up around 580k, Quino. Averaged 120 in the last three, including 140 versus St Kilda this week. So, yeah, St Kilda, I am concerned about coughing up $580,000 at this stage of the season.
But Jude Watson is 590, Jock, so you are still making $10,000. It is a classic sideways injury trade.
Yeah, agreed. And, agreed, your beautifulness.
I feel in this case it is justified.
God, you're beautiful when you get a little bit up and about, Quino. Sorry, filthy. What about using the opportunity, though, in a year where we're so tight of wallet just to make a little bit of cash? Yeah, I know. Oh, don't get me wrong, Job Watson is that top echelon, and you do want to replace him with a top echelonier. All I'm saying is I'm still reluctant to spend $580,000 on a forward line player. Luke Parker at 520. Consistent. He got 102 on the weekend, but he just keeps coming out with that consistent 100. He has got that dual position eligibility we're after. There's an opportunity to make a little bit of cash. You know, kill two birds with one rock.
Stone Jock, tend to agree, my friend. The talk of the town seems to be trading out Watson for Stevie J, Jock.
Stephen Johnson, if I have to correct that one more time, I'll break a bloody window. Sorry, Quino.
That is okay, Jock.
We're talking about Job Watson as an ultra premium. What about the other couple of obvious ones up there? JPK from Sydney, 670 grand. Can we put a line through him at that price?
This too much.
Too much.
You say me bloody...
Libba? What about Libba?
No.
650k, too much?
Shit, Tim.
Yeah, you say me... Just too much bloody money, those blokes.
You say me Balo. You say me Fife. This strong. This good team. You say me this.
I'm wrapped at your brink. Have a listen to Frio's run. Now, this is... I'm not sure where I'm at in me brain about Fremantle this year. Yeah? On one hand, I've got Frio's run. Have a listen to this. Every game they play up to the Supercoach finals, Frio are playing Richmond, Brisbane, West Coast, Melbourne, GWS, St Kilda, Carlton. If you sat down with some, here you go, if you made a sort of statistical machine and tried to come up with the most piss-easy bloody run going into the Supercoach finals, that'd be it. Frio will crap on every side from now into our Supercoach finals. But, on the other hand, there's Ross Bloody Lyon. What
yes,
do we do
Jock,
with this thing?
Yes, one cannot forecast a soft run being inducive to a high point score. Very dangerous.
Helps, so.
Very dangerous, particularly with Ross Lyon's gamemanship, Jock.
Gamemanship, that's what I'd call it. Dickheadness. That's what I'd also bloody call it. Playing with our plums.
Yes, Jock.
But if you match those factors together and then look at a Barlow.
What are our plums, Jock?
Oh, they're the testicles, ma'am. I should refer to them as their anatomicalness.
You behave or you'll be a eunuch before I can say corgi.
Sorry, ma'am. Right, I feel. Yeah, as Phil just said, David Mundy, Phil. Very good perception, mate. 535,000. He's averaged 107 in his last four games. He's got free agency hovered above him. Yeah, sometimes this is a game factor which separates the elite from the super elite. David Mundy, I'm a free agent. I want to come home like a bloody absolute steam train. So I lift my rating by about 10 Supercoach points. Would you consider David Mundy at 535k looking at that run he's got coming up? He'll slaughter that bloody Richmond midfield this week, Crouching, I'm sorry to say, son.
Why you pick Mundy when you can have bloody Stevie J? You say me this.
Stephen Johnson.
Why you pick Mundy when Stevie John Thomas available?
Well, he's only 525,000. His break even will still be 140 as well, boys and ladies. Sorry, ma'am. So he'll come down further. He might come down another 5k, but I reckon this week could be the week for Stevie Johnson. Is there any point waiting another week if you've got Job watching when you've got Stevie Johnson just dangling there for you?
No, Jock. I think it's time for my segment.
Here goes Quantum Team Mechanics.
Drawing on inspiration from the Steve Miller Band, Jock, as you can hear the sentiments of the chorus. Take the money and run, Jock.
Yes.
This game is all about cash optimization and calculated risk.
Yeah.
I see two absolutely options to take the money and run now, Jock.
What do you see, Sam?
I see yes, and you'll call me crazy. Those with adequate bench cover at the moment could consider a Job Watson to a non-playing Morabito.
Oh, Jesus, Peter.
Dominating in the twos.
You got that glint in your eye again.
Dominating in the twos. I expect him to come in at 123k. Of course, risk adverse if you have cover, perhaps even a swing man to cover you, but this will net you approximately 465k.
Goodness me, Peter.
And again, there is another opportunity, Jock.
What's that, mate?
In the rucks, Stephen Martin, Jock, who will be the sole ruckman for Brisbane. Scored 113 points in his first game, 32 hit-outs against Minson. Yes, a challenging run ahead in Mumford, Sandilands, Goldstein, etc.
He's got dual position eligibility as well.
Dual position, priced at 242. Yeah. This could be a cash grab, and I suggest someone of the likes of Sandy down to Stephen Martin could prove to be an excellent cash grab for those in need, or placing him in your forward line for Higgins, who has now peaked and has struck down with injury.
Sean bloody Higgins. How happy are we now that we picked Sean bloody Higgins?
Very happy.
How's his bloody ribs?
Very happy. He appreciated some $200,000.
Did you appreciate the 59 Higgins paltry bloody points he delivered?
I would be happy to turn Higgins into Stephen Martin, giving me ruck cover and quite a nice cash injection.
Interesting with the Charlie Dixon.
Brilliant, Peter. Brilliant.
Thank you, Mom.
Isn't the Dixon and Stephen Martin dynamic becomes pretty interesting? Charlie Dixon with a forward ruck eligibility with Stephen Martin as well. Is there some sort of swing set in that as we move forward? A little bit of flexibility in the ruck. Speaking of flexibility,
maybe some men.
Off you go, ma'am.
Maybe some men have Fraser Flerlo in luck.
Oh, yeah.
You put Stefan Martin in forward. Why, yes.
We can't go getting the kid this week, though, can we?
Why not, you say me? He only...
Well, one week, you know, one sparrow's fart doesn't make a spring. We know that. 112 supercars, you had the adrenaline pumping.
He is the only ruck that Brisbane have.
Yeah.
And when he had
he gave the skin flute an absolute bath, didn't he?
Jock, in 2011, when he had the sole rucking duties for Melbourne, he averaged 86 points. Significant. I see him at least averaging this over the next four or five.
Well, we know his price won't go up.
Cash grab.
We know he's got a couple of games before his price goes up. So, at the very least, we've got to advise the community to have a look at him this week.
Yes, Jock. Of course, both of my suggestions, Stephen Martin and Morabito, high-risk picks. However, those in need of cash, this could be your last cash grab opportunity.
And when you look at Freo's run, Peter, you magnificent bastard. You know, they got Richmond, Brisbane, West Coast, Melbourne, GWS, and Kilda, Carlton coming up. You'd reckon if they want to have a good look at Morabito and make sure his final's relevant, they would give him a run during this run they've got going up. But on the other hand, I just want to flesh this Fremantle situation out again. Let's say with this run they win every bloody game right up to that point. And you're exactly right, Phil. You're exactly right, because, as you just said, their four-week rolling average of wins when there is sort of predicament has a very high likelihood of continuing over the coming months. Thank you, Phil. Let's say they're ensconced within the top four, Phil. Will Ross, as we come up to that, the first round of Supercoach finals, Geelong, then Hawthorne, Brisbane and Port Adelaide in the Supercoach grand final, will he say to us, "Get stuffed, I'm resting me guns again"? If we bought in, Stephen Hill. He was modest up until round eight, Philip, but he's averaged 125 in his last three. His break-even's 10, he's 510K. If I was to bring in Stephen Hill this week, would I bring him in with confidence that he'll be there for my Supercoach final?
You're not bringing Stephen Hill.
With 510K, you could make yourself a fair bit of cash going from Job to Stephen Hill. Good point of difference.
You happy have this man as final keeper? I think you're selling community short.
I'm providing options, mate.
He not proven premium.
What about Barlow? He's 540K.
Barlow better.
He only got 98 Supercoach this week, but 30 possessions. Looks good. He had 210-plus scores leading up to that. You'd get him this week at a discount compared to round one. Coming into Supercoach finals, I've got no doubt Barlow will score through the bloody roof over the next couple of months. But is he the sort of bloke that Ross Lyon will just say, "Oi, off you come, Supercoach finals time, leaving us in bloody tears"? Queen A, what would you do, you beautiful specimen?
Thank you, Jock. I personally have Dom Tyson. And at this stage, I think it is time to bid farewell, Dom.
Yeah.
Young Dominic has served me well.
Yeah.
He has reached a price of approximately 485K, and I am seriously thinking of going Dom Tyson to Dane Swan.
He had 510 grand near Dane Swan.
Yes. Quino.
Break even about 110. He's had a couple of breaks over the last month. Now, you could look at that as him now having fresh legs for the rest of the season, or you could look at him as having a bit of a niggle. He hasn't turned up in his last four games. With Booms and Pendles getting all that attention, Queen A, do you think he could come home with a wet sail?
Very much so, Jock.
Interesting.
I like his beautiful coloration on the legs.
Oh, yeah.
Reminds me of the inner chamber of my sleeping quarters.
Oh, goodness. Tell us a bit more about your sleeping quarters, Queen A.
Well, I have a grand bed.
Yoy.
And adorned by many paintings from abroad. Many conquests, Jock, have been had.
Many conquests have been had in your chambers, have they, Coino? Right, Phil.
Behave, Philip.
Yeah, there's a bit of youth listening there, mate. Right, so Dane Swan, good break. Geez, we got a lot of options. Look, if we look at all these, how about I'll give you a left fielder? I want to give you a bloody left fielder. Isaac Spindleshanks-Smith from Hawthorne, 500 grand. He's averaged 121 in the last three. Wanted to save a bit more cash. Would we consider Isaac Smith?
I like your thinking, Jock. However, slightly misguided.
Mm.
Point of difference, yes. However, I would suggest he is outperforming at this current stage. I would prefer a point of difference in a proven midfield machine in someone like Kieran Jack, Jock. Not often discussed, gets the job done.
He does get. I love a boy that just gets the bloody job done.
Jock, Nick Del Santo. Not in that many teams. North have a tremendous run, gets the job done.
Yeah, I just worry about those off games he has. What about one bloke that does not have an off game? 560 grand, Rory Sloan. He still had one score under 100. Hardly anyone's bloody got him. He's 506 grand. You'd go from Watson to Rory Sloan and pocket yourself 30 grand. Averaged 111 all season. I can't see him getting stopped. And no one's bloody talking about him. And I'm going to go ahead and say, from all these blokes we've talked Mundy, Barlow, Hill, Swan, Selwood, Stephen bloody Johnson, Parker, I'm going Rory Sloan. If I had Watson, I would select Rory the Sloan Dog in my Supercoach team this week. That's how highly I think about him, because he's consistent and he won't stuff with your plums.
I can see validity there, Jock. However, 50 grand saving on Swan, 40-odd thousand saving to get Stevie J, very hard to justify. Rory Sloan does not appear to have a high ceiling.
Well, Stevie J and Dane Swan, have a look at their form over the last month. Between them, they've hardly busted out a ton. So I know what they can do. They've got bloody high ceilings, but Rory Sloan's going to bring me home and solid output, and that's what I want.
We have Wayno on the line.
Yeah, hello, Wayno. We've got a very special guest in the studio. We've got the Queen and Prince Philip in the bungalow today, mate.
Greetings, young Wayno.
I heard the Queen was calling for them. Are they playing any songs or what are they doing?
No, mate, her queen shipped the queen herself all the way from England, mate.
Oh, your highnesses.
Hello, young Wayno.
Oh, wow, that would be right to know that I was talking to the real queen. Wow, how's it going?
Quite okay on this fine, auspicious occasion in the bungalow.
It's your birthday, isn't it?
No, Wayno, it is not my birthday today. But I do appreciate...
How old are you anyway? You'd probably be around about 100 and something, wouldn't you?
No, not quite,
well,
Wayno.
You don't look a day over 90, Dale. You're looking beautiful in that little dress as well.
Oh, Jock, behave, please.
Sorry, Filthy. Wayno, what have you got for us today, mate?
Well, fellas, guess what my score was this weekend, fellas.
What'd you get, mate?
2,498.
Oh, bloody hell. Pardon me, Majesty.
Oh, you have big ball, Wayno. What your rank, bloody big rank?
You must be getting up there.
I don't know. I haven't looked at the proper ranking yet or anything like that. But I'll tell you what, Uncle Doc, I really have to thank you for it, because you steered me in a few things. Remember I said to you during the week I was going to swap Roughhead for Walker?
Yes, mate.
Oh, lucky I didn't. What do you reckon?
Yeah, it's just about experience, mate. And I know you're becoming more experienced in this fine arena. You Crouching One, where are you ranked at the moment, mate? You've had a good week, haven't you, Shan?
Crouching One, just outside top 1,000.
Just outside the 1,000?
Yes, yes. It's okay. I look forward to, bang, strike like python. Yeah. Strike like python coming home.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, I went up to about 6,000. It's got a good 2,400 myself, why not? It's been a good one for
the Reynolds are going real well, aren't they, Uncle Jock, this weekend?
Bloody hell. Phil, how'd you go, Mark? You love your super coach. Oh, yeah, you'd be pissed off if you bought him in this round, Phil. Prick of a school, Filthy.
Hey, guess what, fellas?
Yeah, mate.
40 cents was not real.
You got your wires crossed, son.
It's
sorry.
Not real.
Sorry, your lordship, this is a wonderful CIA-style bunkered-down football nerve centre.
Oh, yes, Basil Zemplis. He's an old flame of mine.
Yeah, Basil. What do you mean, mate? You've been listening to some conspiracy theories or something like that. Told you to stay off the wacky tobacky, son.
Me and the boys, we found where he lives. We followed him from the supermarket, and we followed him because we wanted to know where Footy Central was. And Footy Central's just in his mum's lounge room. They put a screen up at the back and it's all not real computers and stuff.
Wayno, I'll believe that when I see it, son. Enough of this heresy. Hey, Queenie? Heresy.
Agreed.
All right, let's see. All right, roll the music.
Because it's Wayno's hot tip. It's dynamite. Wayno's hot tip. Oh, you'll get it right. Wayno's hot tip on the Jock Reynolds show. Wayno's hot tip. I'm ready to explode.
Oh, fellas, it's getting pretty hard to pick some hot tips at the moment, but I'm starting to look a bit at, because of his cheap price and he's finally turned up now, and I reckon he's going to get some big output from now on. He's Drew Petrie, fellas. What
yeah.
do you reckon?
No, I like it, mate. Higa, you're going pale, son.
Wayno, I do not like this tip at all, my friend. Petrie, fickle form, hardly touched the ball in the first half. Yes, during a rampant North Melbourne, finally scored well. I see him continuing his very up, but mostly down form.
There you go, you can't argue with $365,000. $190,000 cheaper than he was at the beginning of this season. There was a glint in his bloody eye. Something dropped with Drew Petrie. I don't know if he had a massive bloody spray off Scott, but he came out and looked like the Drew Petrie of old. I picked him up a couple of weeks ago.
You'll pick him up, Mr. Jock?
Yes, he's in J.R. Oh. Brumby FC, and he delivered me 114 value bloody points, mind you.
And week before, he'd deliver your steaming turd.
Well, it's about bloody patience. What are we as fantasy footballers, and Wayno's onto this, if we don't identify absolute value at the right times of the season when no one else is looking for it? That's when you go bloody whisker.
Jock?
Yes, Queenie?
You are a one for premiums and rookies. Why are you dallying in these mid-price traps?
Well, your coinship, it's a unique, such as the World War II, where I believe you did the Battle of the Thames, where you had to make sure at the very right time you did something a bit different. It's a season where rookies were more expensive, your coinness, and you have to look for some for value at times during the season.
He's a confidence player, fellas. Like, I've been waiting for that. And also, you know, like, he found that you picked him in your side, Uncle Doc, so he's sort of got a bit of a walk up his ass.
Well, that would have given him confidence, why not? Would have given him a hell of a lot of confidence. Now and he's run around the brain. Exactly right. As Phil said, and as he swings onto that left foot, Phil, he gets deep penetration inside 50, and as you just said, it's very rare that defenders will pluck off his kicks deep inside 50. Wayno, it's wonderful to hear from you, mate. In the presence here of Her Majesty the Queen and Prince Philip, we offer you our thanks for that call-in, my friend.
No worries, see Queeno, see you, PP.
Goodbye, young Wayno.
We'll catch you later, all right?
Yeah, we do have another call. Thanks, Phil. Here we go.
G'day, Mr. Jork. Here go, Crouching Boys. Hope you're well. Now, boys, for all us bastards out there, if we had on to Trent Cotchin, what do? Do we piss him off or keep him? He's doing crap all. Thanks, boys.
Oh, good heavens, Jock, who is that uncouth young man?
Now, he's a good lad, Jesse, and he brings up a very good point. Crouching, you're the resident Richmond expert. What do you do with Cotchin? You got him?
Big problem. You have Watson and Cotchin.
Yeah,
you're trouble. You get rid Watson, you keep Cotchin.
Yeah.
You have less than bloody 10 try.
Yeah.
You just
suck him up.
Keep Cotchin.
Yeah.
He cost 510 now. Maybe you want Paul Pinn because Richmond shit. Same like Doggy. Both team struggle. Both team shit. Welcome. I think maybe Cotchin, if you have tried, if you not have Watson, I think train Cotchin to any bloody gun like Zocco, like bloody Stevie Johnson Thomas.
Could you go this, Parker? Could you inject Parker,
yes.
Maybe?
Yes, yeah. This good.
Good, consistent boy.
But I think time to piss off your team. Welcome.
When there's half a sniff of someone looking at him that doesn't have him, and he's that low in price, he's a proven Brumby, I'll just hang on to the bloke. Don't lock in your loss. He could turn it around. Or do you reckon he's injured?
Jock, those without...
I'd hang on to him.
Those without Pierce Hanley could go Cotchin to Hanley, opening up a swing and pocketing 60-odd grand.
What about Wingard? Jed Wingard at 410 grand. Was that 112 against the Saints on the weekend, fool's gold?
Oh, Jock, good heavens. All this talk of trading. I think it's time to guard the family jewels. To hold our trades.
Good coin.
Hold our trades.
Just like you turned the fortunes of World War II on your own hand, Queeno, I think you've just come up with the most pertinent point of the whole evening.
Yes, Jock. If trades are not essential, I feel they must be held close to one's chest.
Yeah, can I put my hands close to your chest? Bloody hell!
This fight, hey, you give me kick-asses.
Bloody hell out of me!
I'm scared, Jock.
Jack and the crew will be back in just one moment.
Right, let's just say, fair to say, I can't wait to crap on that golden bloody throne. They've pissed off. Let's just get on with this thing, gents.
Jock, defence options, please.
Nick Melcheski's come good, boys. He's averaged 120 in the last three games. He's rebounding majestically out of that solid Sydney defence at 545Ks. He's in the top handful of defenders, and at some stage we might look to get him in. I got him in this week. What do you boys reckon?
Langdon.
Yeah.
And Thumpa Koladashny.
Yeah, good boys. They have to go.
I think time go.
Yeah.
I think time go. You're tried in this man keeper.
You see, Tommy Langdon's dropped about 10K. As soon as they start dripping cash, they can bugger off. Michael Johnson as well. Few people had him at 495,000. He was subbed off with a leg injury. So Michael Johnson could be gone. Another Freo boy, Duffield. Paul, the old burn man, Duffield's come back into form. Have you boys noticed? 109, he got 130 this week. He'll have a negative break even. He had 27 posies, 23 of them kicks.
Including a changing role in that team, Jock. Played a forward role, makes him somewhat valid, however, a high-risk pick for mine.
It's hard to go there, isn't it?
Yes, Jock.
He's stuffed with us so many bloody times.
Yes, those without Hanley and Zorko, much safer picks.
Is Jack Grimes, what's going on with Jackie Grimes? He's only 325 grand. He was 78 today, but I thought in that Collingwood game he was better than that. 20 possessions, 14 by foot. If you were looking for something a bit left field, wanting to free up a fair bit of cash, we know defenders are always going to be ticky touchwood anyway. So if you wanted to, let's say you had Michael Johnson, you'd free up a significant amount of cash by going with Jackie Grimes. If you're confident that he'll come back to some sort of form, I think he's better than he's played over the last couple of months.
This true. Yeah. However, many better defensive lock option.
Use
continue, Mr. Jock, to fart around with this mid-price trap.
Well, it's important this year. Don't see them as mid-price traps. They are cash generation opportunities who have a very good possibility of counting premium, like Drew Petrie, mate. I'll stand by my selection of Drew Petrie. I reckon he'll come good, mate.
You want in defence? You want the solid bastard.
Yeah,
you want, you want
your point.
Bloody Jimmy Battelle.
Yeah.
You want the Swallow. You want the bloody Andrew Walker. He played bloody good.
He came back to me. Nah, take your point. What about rookies, boys? We got any rookies on the horizon?
Fairly thin on the ground.
Bit sparse.
Zach O'Brien, Jock. Played his second game. A smaller output coming on as sub.
He only got on in the last quarter, yes, the Jock. Poor bugger.
However, a cheap bargain basement price, still a vast negative break even. Zach O'Brien, excellent downgrade in the middle.
Jeremy McGovern up forward for West Coast. We saw him in round 6 where he pumped out a 45 and he came back for an 85 round 12. Now, the good thing about Jeremy McGovern, Josh Kennedy from West Coast will be out for an extended period. Might have decent job security because of that. He'll have his third game next week. He had 10 grabs, kicked 2 goals. Jeremy McGovern in the teams, and you might want to just jump on the bastard coming into round 13.
Yeah, g'day, Jock. Here go Crouch. Love your work. One thing, boys. Luke Dalhouse. Shit ass. You told me about him. He's shit. Anyway, what do I do with him? Cheers, boys.
Yeah, thanks for the call in, Knackers. If you've already got him, boys, I'd be pretty happy with just holding him. I'm happy enough he'll come home strong enough. Surely we've got more priorities to look at this stage of the season. We're more looking to upgrade our less than premium players up to premium hood. So if I already had selected Dalhouse, mate, I'd hold on to him. What do you reckon, boys?
Maybe you want to go Dalhouse down to your Petri asshole.
What about Cloak? 400 grand. He's got a real big negative break even, big Travis Cloak. What did he score, 85 odd today?
But I think same you, Jock. Playing one body, not West trade. You saved the trade.
Right, I'm in the rucks. There's a couple of rookies as well. Rory Lobb for GWS, 117 grand. Played his first game for 57. We'll want to have a look. He got knackered bloody early. Don't know if he can run out of game. Lukey Loudon from Hawthorne, 123 grand. 3 goals and 82 supercase points, but Big McAvoy was coming back and he might be pissed off.
Yes, Jock. Yeah. Again, Stephen Martin for mine, the only ruck worth entertaining. Even Derrick's, who's now eclipsed 300,000, down to Stephen Martin, a potential good trade.
Righto, boys, is it time to wind things up? We've had a pretty eventful evening. I'm a little bit worse for wear.
Yes, Jock, I save your ass. You have
Thank you.
Philip, get
couple in. Oh, I realise he could bloody swing a haymaker like that. The big bastard's just stood up and gone whomp.
Yes, Jock, you're lucky I hear a crunching one kicked
deck
his ass.
I've never been decked like that. Apologies, community, for this evening. I'll be back Thursday night.
Made a few little tweaks on the old statistics as well, so the break evens and the prices at Garp Tuesday, they are being refined like refined wine. I'm Brooke Reynolds. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Troy.
Thank you, Creative. Thank you, Jimmy.